Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we have investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Getting all geared up for the Christmas season. She's got your Santa Claus coins. You got your baby Jesus coins. You have a Grinch coin over there somewhere?
Probably.
Well, you just say probably to everything. You don't even know what you have to
do. I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, now we talked a little bit about Wright's Coin Shop last hour, but for those who may just now be tuning into the Dark 30 Hour, the more sordid, seedy cross-section of our audience, our dirty demographic. Tell us again, what's happening? It's Christmas season, it's Happy Hanukkah, it's New Year's, it's the holiday season. What's going on at Wright's Coin Shop?
It is a huge time for us. We are getting all of our products together. We have silver eagles. We have silver rounds and bars. We have gold eagles. We have collector coins and supplies. We have everything, and we put things out. We put new things out every day. So come see us.
And people, of course, can just call you up and say, look, I've never purchased a coin in my life.
Right.
I don't know anything about gold and silver.
Right.
But I hear everybody talking about it all the time. I hear you on Speaking of Strange. I trust you. I've got, you know, $100. What can I do? And you can instruct them, right?
Definitely.
You will take time to walk somebody through their options.
Yes. And I get those questions all the time.
I'm sure. And so, now, what is the best way to contact you?
Call me at 828-298-5402, or come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
So, again, you can call Shelley Wright directly and ask her questions. Talk to her. See what your options are. 828-298-5402. Or visit her at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. You take exit 51 off of 40, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very well. So now, have you guys ever had Santa at your shop?
Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Real live in-person Santa Claus?
Yeah.
No, I can't say we have. I don't think so.
Wonder how that would go over.
I just don't know. Probably pretty well. Are you trying to maybe ask for the job?
I was Santa Claus once. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Were you a good Santa?
Yeah, I think so. I was on the front page of a big section of the Citizen Times.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 16 years old, and I wrote an article about what it takes to be Santa. And so I went to the Biltmore Square Mall.
Yes.
And they took me in the back room, and they gave me the whole educational course on the do's and don'ts.
And the things to expect.
Yes, this is the appropriate way to pick up a child. And don't say this word. Don't smoke a cigarette in front of the kids. Whatever, you know.
don't drink a bottle of, pull your flask out. Yeah, don't pull your flask out in front of the kids. And I sat down on the throne, and people brought their kids up, and it was actually a very grueling experience. The beard was very, very scratchy. I was hot. Kids are heavy.
Yes. Did any of them get so excited that they...
Nobody peed on me.
Nobody peed on you.
But there was a photograph, the one that I mentioned, that was on the newspaper piece there, and it has me sitting there with a couple of these cute little twin girls. And they're dressed in little festive outfits, and I think they had, like, little red hair up and little curls. Maybe? No, couldn't have been. And and it says, I was a teenage Santa. That was the title they came up with. Really corny. I do want to bring this up, and I know that usually in the dark 30 hour, we jump right into some sordid, seedy stuff, and we're going to get there. But I wanted to bring this up in the dark 30 hour because you know kids should not be listening to this hour of the show, right? Everybody knows that.
Yes.
So if
you know this.
If there is a kid listening, get them away immediately. Shut off the radio. Get the child away. Because I have this story here from Canada, and headline is, man arrested after telling kids Santa isn't real.
Oh.
A real-life Grinch was arrested after he spoiled the holiday cheer at a parade. He's a 24-year-old man, said he had his hair gelled into devil horns. And he's running around the Canadian town of Kingston during the annual Santa Claus parade, telling all the kids there is no Santa. They say they think he was drunk.
You think?
And one of the constables there says, quote, it was pretty despicable that someone during this time of year would tell kids Santa isn't real, which, of course, we would argue, end quote. So I don't know if they've caught the guy yet. But, you know, Canadians have all kinds of strange sensitivities about Santa anyway. You know, in Canada, they're so politically correct. In Canada, Santa cannot say ho, ho, ho. Because that's demeaning to women.
Who are you
right?
calling a hoe?
Yeah. He has to say he, he, he.
Ew, that's creepy. Don't you think? He, he, he. That's just creepy.
And I don't think the kids can really kind of sit on Santa's lap there because it's considered, you know, a little bit going too far. Yeah. And then Santa can't smoke his cigar. You know, because that's bad for you. It's bad for your lungs.
What about the cookies? Can he eat the cookies?
I don't know. I guess as long as they're high fiber and they're healthy and they have raisins and stuff, it's probably okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I told you guys last week what I ate in Colorado.
Yes.
I ate Rocky Mountain oysters. Now, those are the part of a bull that are stored in a container that you could make a change purse from. The balls. We'll just say it right there. Bull balls. And I just mentioned this on the radio, and then I see this story here from Illinois. Story says, hundreds dig in to deep-fried turkey testicles at Thanksgiving festival. Says, hundreds have sampled an unusual local delicacy, deep-fried turkey testicles. They fired up roughly 1,200 pounds of the turkey bits. They call them hot nuts. And they say that there was about 4,000 eaters there at a pub. And they just gobbled them right up. They say that, you know, that people are drinking beer, they're playing music, and everybody loved them. And of course, they say, hey, you know, it's similar to like a deep-fried mushroom. So, again, would you have partaken in something like this, do you think?
I doubt it.
Forrest?
Maybe.
Your stomach's growling over there, isn't it?
It is.
At least they deep fry all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing.
That,
you know?
That improves the taste of everything.
But you know how they say everything tastes like chicken?
Yeah.
Well, what I ate didn't taste like chicken.
What did it taste like?
It tasted more like liver to me. Like livery mash. And I don't care for liver. But, you know, as I said last week, to me, it was not so bad taste-wise just because, hey, it's fried. You
right.
know, you fry anything, especially if you don't usually eat fried stuff, and it's good. But I imagine a turkey ball has to taste much different, I would imagine. That's a whole different part of the animal kingdom. It's a whole different branch. So I think that I am going to have to bring something over here for you guys to try out now to join the club.
You know, we've already passed your little test with your, what was it called, durian. Durian. Yeah, that was disgusting on a whole new level.
Yeah, well, you know, eating the intimate part of a male creature is more of a psychological obstacle, really. Because 9 times out of 10, if you didn't know what it was, you know, you wouldn't think twice about it. But the durian, that's different. Because that creates a reaction. And your taste buds and your sinuses, I mean, you have this visceral reaction immediately to the fumes that are kind of emanating off of this thing.
Actually, I have to say about the durian, it did not taste as bad as it smelled.
That's the weirdest thing, yeah.
It was still nasty, but...
Well, you know, I kind of thought that... Now, granted, I ate most of what I ate when it was fresher, you know, when it was freshly
right.
thawed. I think you guys got it the next day. And fresh, it really did have kind of a creamy, you know, vanilla buttery flavor.
Don't try and dress it up. It was disgusting.
It was a custard, a vanilla custard, which is why it's so popular in some places.
Rancid, putrid, bleh.
Now, you take some turkey nuts or whatever they call them. What do they call them?
Hot nuts.
You take some hot nuts here, and you roll those around in the custard. That is a delicacy right there. Okay, I think we can dig into this real quick before we take our break. Kansas City, Missouri. Apparently, a Mexican restaurant is in trouble. We had a similar story a while back about somebody found roadkill or something in a Mexican restaurant.
Mexican or Chinese?
Was that Chinese before?
It was Chinese.
It was Chinese. So now a health inspector walks into a Mexican restaurant, and he finds an entire intact deer stuffed in the freezer. And they're making a big deal out of this, but I don't know that that's such a big deal, really. A deer, I guess it depends on, was this roadkill? Probably not. Yeah, they're saying that, you know, you can't just bring a whole deer covered with hair, you know, hooves and all.
Please.
Yeah, and just stuff it in the freezer next to all the other food.
I understand.
The more I read these stories, the more I'm really wondering how many times I've eaten things at these restaurants and not know the difference. How do you know it's in your taco, right? We're going to take a break. When we come back, a story from the UK, and all I can tell you is the second word in the story is spankometer. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. We'll be right back.
Hot air hangs like a dead man. Some
the Dark 30 Hour. This is the hour when we get into the most outrageous and controversial news as of late. This hour is not for children. It is not for the easily offended. If you have a connection to any of those scenarios, just tune out, turn off the radio, come back later. Come back in, probably about 40 minutes or so. Something a little more family-friendly will be, I'm sure, on the air. That's why we reserve these types of stories for late at night. And also keep in mind, links to a lot of the different stuff that we've talked about on the program, you'll find at speakingofstrange.com, or some of the products that I talked about, joshuapwarren.com. I mean, you know, shipping slows down a lot at around Christmas time. So if you're interested in buying any gifts this time of year, especially some of these really unique ones that sometimes have to be handmade, handcrafted, I mean, stuff that you can't just run out to a store and buy at the last minute, the kind of stuff that I sell on my websites, go ahead and get it started now. You know, buy it now. And to me, there's no substitute for showing somebody you've put that extra thought and that care and that timing in, the planning, that special, unique thing just for them. It's not like something you're going to go to Walmart and grab at the last minute, right, Shelley, right? Yeah, that's right. That's okay. We don't need to hear from you. Once in a while, Shelley's microphone gets accidentally turned off.
Or accidentally not turned on.
So, here's a story from the UK. It says, world's first adult theme park opens for business. I thought that was what the Bunny Ranch was. They say a spankometer, what they call some kind of climax tunnel, a giant wall of, floppy things, et cetera, et cetera. These are all part of the first ever, they say, adult theme park that opened in London just recently. And they say, and this is weird, it is an all-singing, all-dancing type extravaganza. What? Do we really... I don't know what kind of adults are going to this. Packed with state-of-the-art interactive attractions, including a stripping section, of course, peep wall, peep wall, you get it. Video displays of various kinds. They say it's not like a museum. I mean, you go in there, and they say visitors are urged to get hands-on with various things. Says you're encouraged, especially, to pick up and play with certain things. For example, they say you can pick up and play with a silicone boob implant. And, you know, actually, I am kind of interested in that. I don't know what that feels like. Do you know what a silicone boob implant feels like?
I don't.
Shelley, do you?
No.
You hate to go through life without ever knowing that. Right?
Somehow, if I don't have that experience, I will still feel fulfilled.
I don't know how I've made it this long in my life without ever seeing what that... Because, you see, my impression is that a lot of these women... who go out and enhance themselves, they're so proud of their enhancements. They want to show it off. They want you to feel how it feels, right? I mean,
yes.
That's the impression that you get. So you'd think that, you know, women would be lining up like, hey, check this out. I just spent 10 grand on this, you know, honk, honk.
You're going to get emails. You're going to get mail. No. You're going to have women saying, I did not have this done to be molested.
Well, see, I don't want to hear from those ladies, okay? I want to hear from the opposite. I want to hear from women who say, look, I understand your plight. You can meet me at McDonald's or whatever in the parking lot, and you can finally, mark this off your bucket list. Right?
Yeah, because there are just so many women out there that...
It's got to be McDonald's, though. Just, you know, well, Burger King is fine, too.
You're going to end up in one of the stories that you read here on 30 Hour. Man arrested in McDonald's parking lot for...
It'll be some undercover cop. Here's what it feels like. Clamp. I got the cuffs on. Oh, well, London's kind of an odd place for a theme park like this, though. You'd think it'd be in Amsterdam or, you know, one of those places. Here's a story from Indonesia. Actually, this is from Belgium. It says, a Belgian man is seeking to have his marriage annulled after discovering that his Indonesian wife, whom he's been married to for 19 years, was born a man. 19 years. Says, only in recent weeks was this revealed that, you know, his wife had originally been a man. Says, you know, quote, I thought she was an attractive woman. She had no male traits, end quote. They decided not to have kids, which I guess is a good thing. And says here that, you know, eventually, I'm not sure how much of this I can go into detail with, but, you know, they'd heard rumors, and he finally confronted her, and she admitted that this was, in fact, the case, that she had been born a man. Now, if you were in that situation, I wonder how you would deal with that. I mean, do you take a 19-year relationship and just throw it by the wayside? Or do you say, well, it was good enough for 19 years. Who, you know, what's the difference?
I don't know.
Well, how can you not know for 19 years?
Oh, I'm sure it's possible. I mean, obviously, if you have a woman who, well, is it a man? Okay, we'll call it a woman. You always get into these semantics.
Yeah.
If you have a woman that's been living that long and getting away with it, then she must look feminine enough. I mean, there was a sex change at some point.
But you would think that there would be other physical characteristics.
Well, there weren't. Not that this guy could recognize, anyway. So, but this was too much for him. Now, see, I'm thinking, what is the biggest problem, not that she was born a man, but that there is a trust issue here, right? Like, you know, she's been perhaps lying. Well, I presume she was lying. On the other hand, maybe that conversation just never comes up.
Maybe. Or maybe she thought, after all this time, oh, surely he knows, and we just won't talk about it.
Well, you know, I've never asked my wife if she was born a man. I've never asked you if you're born a man. It's not something that usually comes up. So maybe they just never arose, right? You ever ask your fiancé if she was born a man?
No.
So is that deception? Probably. It would feel that way, I guess, wouldn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it all boils down to maybe he was just looking for an excuse to get out of the relationship anyway, and that was a good one. That's a good reason.
Darn good one.
Now, here's a story that... actually, you know, this next story is so twisted, I'm going to wait till after the break for that one. But in the meantime, London, England. Another London story, okay?
Wow.
Man, an alleged naked standoff on statue in central London. Naked man clambered atop a large equestrian statue in the heart of London's Whitehall government district, striking a variety of precarious poses before being coaxed down by police nearly 3 hours later. Says he just jumped up there and just started, running around naked, acting a fool. At least he didn't turn into a zombie.
Exactly.
Okay, time for a break. When we come back, yeah, this story, I read this and I was like, wow, this is actually very, like, diabolical on a number of levels. It's from Malaysia. It's about a certain way that women can be duped. And I can see this working in a very odd, twisted way. Yeah, I'll tell you about it when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of strange.
I took my baby home one night after a picture show. She said, Rob, I'd like to take you in, but first I need to know, is it my body that you want or the real girl inside? So I looked deep into my heart and I told her lies. Yeah, I told her lies, I told her lies. Big and little, long and tall, every shape and size. And when she unlocked the door, I knew I'd won the prize. I couldn't tell her what I thought, so I told her lies. Well, even on love would not do, she had to tie the knot. So we bought the rings and made the plans, quicker than a rifle shot. And when the justice sat down, do you swear, I gazed into her eyes. And in a voice sincere with fingers crossed, I told her lies. Yeah, I told her lies, I told her lies. Big and little, long and tall, every shape and size. Yeah, when I heard the word forever, it was then I realized I couldn't tell her what I thought, so I told her lies. Now as the years went drifting by, temptation slowly grew. I'd stalk a tramp from time to time, I even slept with two. But no matter how I betrayed her, I made sure to keep it hid. And every time she got suspicious, well, you know what I did. I told her lies, I told her lies. Well, I chased women long and tall, every shape and size. She kept being faithful, I kept up my disguise. I couldn't tell her what I'd done, so I told her lies. Yeah, we lived on in perfect bliss, and then one day I died. And as my soul flew heavenward, I looked below and spied a graveside filled with mourners and everyone in tears. And when the preacher rose to speak, I could not believe my ears. He said I'd been the kind of man all others aspired to be. A loyal friend, a loving spouse, and that rat lied more than me. So fellas, if you want to stand tall in humanity's eyes, just pay no mind to the laws of God. Keep telling those lies. Yeah, I told lies, I told lies. Big, little, long and tall, every shape and size. I shun the good, I spurn the true, all facts you I despise. I couldn't tell her what I thought, so I told lies.
Yeah, it's a dark 30 hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. Welcome back to the show. Keep in mind, this is the hour when we dig into the more outrageous, controversial, often seedy and sordid stories that are not so often reported in the mainstream news. So don't listen if you have children around. Don't listen if you're easily offended. Shelley Wright, I guess we better clear this up now, right? People, were you born a man?
No, I was not born a man.
Forrest, were you born a woman?
No.
This is your opportunity, guys, to come clean.
And yours too, Mr. Warren.
I was born a woman. I turned into a man, and now I've switched back to a woman. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Are you kidding me? Look at you can sense the manhood, the aura, the rugged masculinity that just beams and seethes off. The pheromones are wafting down the hallways. I was born a man. Okay, so we put an end to the conspiracy theories. But listen to this story. This is from Malaysia. I think this is especially diabolical. A young man, let's see, how old is this guy? I don't even know if they say exactly how old he is in the story. Okay, so this guy, he has a thing for older women. Especially women above the age of 40. Especially married women above the age of 40. And so he worked out this little scheme, apparently. He would go to a married woman's house when she was there alone. Knock on the door. When she would open the door, he would tell her, I'm sorry to bother you, but my wife has been having an affair with your husband. And he would say, and of course the woman is just flabbergasted. And then he'll say, may I come in and we need to talk about how we're going to handle this. And so, you know, obviously the woman, she can't stand the curiosity of, you know, well, I got to get the scoop on this, right? So she lets this man into her house. And he sits down and he starts going through whatever, you know, spiel of nonsense. And somehow or other, he would gradually kind of morph this into, oh, you know, let me hold you sort of thing. Next thing you know, he's getting it on with the woman. All right? And he apparently was doing this over and over successfully until he did this to a particular woman. And it said that at one point, you know, he got pretty close and cozy with her, and she was allowing this to happen. And then he starts, you know, taking her clothes off, and she's like, no, no. And then he gets aggressive. Next thing you know, she's screaming. You know, she's in a potential rape scenario. And so the man panicked and ran away. They haven't found him yet. They're still trying to track this guy. But what a twisted, diabolical way of working your way into a woman's house and trying to, you know, manipulate her mentally and get her in some kind of vulnerable, confused, emotional state and take advantage of that. Isn't that weird?
That's just unconscionable. Somebody's going to shoot him.
Oh, yeah. He deserves to be shot.
He does.
And then, of course, he's planted potentially seeds of doubt in so many different relationships with these lies.
Right.
So, I've read about a lot of different conniving ways that, you know, men will try to get a woman in a vulnerable position. You know, free breast exams. You know, I've literally, you know, read stories about, you know, doctors, quote unquote doctors, going house to house offering free breast exams, but never something that strikes this deeply into the psyche. You know, it's bizarre, isn't it? So that's Malaysia, but just goes to show, women, if there are guys out there who are extreme enough to do that sort of thing, I'm sure that that could happen on a much more subtle level in other ways in your life, people trying to make you, you know, doubt certain scenarios so they can take advantage of you. Here is a story from Gainesville, Florida. Didn't we have one earlier from Gainesville?
Gainesville tonight.
Jeez. What's happening in Gainesville? Again, I'm pretty sure that Gainesville is where the madman, some killer, was running around years ago. I remember hearing about that, killing college women. Gainesville, Florida. Man arrested for urinating on police car. Man pulled over by police officer for an alleged window tint violation and asked to get out of his car. The Florida man then relieved himself all over the police car when the cop's back was turned. He supposedly told the deputy he had to urinate, but the deputy did not appear to hear him and spent a minute or two talking to the guy's mother in the car while the suspect answered nature's call. It says that his timing could not have been worse. A dash cam video of the incident was obtained, and it says that actually the officer was going to let them go, and then he noticed the pool of yellow liquid there, and he got a little angry at that point. It's from the Huffington Post. Pretty stupid, huh?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever done anything really stupid in front of a cop, Shelley?
No, I don't think so.
You have an advantage, you know. Women like you, I'm sure they probably let all kinds of things slip by, don't they?
Yep. I'm a great driver.
Have you ever gotten a ticket?
No.
Oh, come on. See, now, Forrest, is it possible that she does not deserve a ticket in her entire life? She's never gotten a ticket.
Never?
Never.
See, that is a big advantage to being a woman. Women may not usually get paid as much as men, but they do have certain perks, and that's one of them, I imagine.
Definitely.
Yes.
little crocodile tear.
Mm-hmm. Little batting of the eyes.
I'm sorry, officer. I won't ever do that again.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of an excuse? Not that you really need one, but can you think of an excuse you've given an officer?
I've never had to give an excuse.
You've never been pulled over.
I got pulled over once, and that was just because I had gotten, I'd just gotten onto the interstate, and I had forgotten, my headlights were not on. I hadn't turned them on, but my dashboard lights were on, so I didn't realize that I hadn't turned my lights on.
And, he just happened to say, here's a warning. After you just left a drinking establishment.
He was very nice. He was very nice and let me go.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it didn't turn out worse than that. He could have ended up in his trunk, right? He could have been a fake cop. A blue light bandit. You have to watch The Devil of Blue Mountain to see how that turns out.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Another great stocking stuffer.
Yes.
The Devil of Blue Mountain. Just go to YouTube and do a search on Devil of Blue Mountain. We need say no more. Okay, another story before we go to the break, and then after the break, the ones I've saved for last. Yes, that's right. Let's see. This is from Corpus Christi, Texas. A man there says drove his SUV into crashing through the wall of a strip club. Says, of course, emergency responders got there. Staff told the police the man had been receiving dances, but was not paying as much as he should have, and they cut him off. So he got up, he left the club, he revved up the engine of his Ford Expedition, started spinning the tires in the parking lot, and then he just rammed it, slammed through a wall in the club's VIP area. So he could have killed somebody. He could have killed the women who were just on his lap. How about that? Madman.
Idiot.
Okay, break time. When we come back, I have a couple stories here I've saved for the end. One is from Maine. And actually, I think it took place in the UK. With the guys from Maine, and then we have one from Sweden, and this one from Sweden, it's got all the makings of a great Dark 30 story. It's twisted, it's funny, it's dark, it's seedy. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Do 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 do. Who is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field with a big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling parade from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if some woman pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle you do do. A doodle you do do. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating signs, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up, the artist that painted the display.
nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
In the final minutes of tonight, speaking of strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and keep in mind, I've saved a couple stories here for the end. This is the hour when we dig into stories that are more controversial, outrageous. They're often on the sordid and seedy side of things. So they're not for everyone. They're not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Just tune out for a few minutes and come back and the show will be over. You can breathe a sigh of relief. Move on with your life. In the meantime, you know, unpause that Charlie Brown special. because, yeah, these are real stories. We don't make these up. And we just do our due diligence here and report them to you. This last one, it just conjures up all kinds of imagery for me. But before we get to that, yeah, this is a story first from the UK. And, apparently a man from Maine was living in the UK with his wife. And he is in jail now. He is in jail because apparently he was trying to coax his wife into being intimate with him. And she just wasn't into it. And he was doing everything he possibly could to, you know, convince her that this was the way the night should turn out. And when finally it became clear that nothing was going to happen, he decided to use his man part as a club, and he gave her a good smack in the face. We have a name for that, a blank smack. I can't say the word, but he blank smacked her, and now he's in jail for blank smacking his wife. How do you like that?
Good.
You say good?
Yeah.
You shouldn't get clubbed in the face with a thing like that?
No.
Depends, though, right? Like, what we're dealing with here? Was this Ron Jeremy? Did he give her a good flap? I don't know. I don't know what we're dealing with, and I probably shouldn't want to know. But, yeah, you can go to jail if you use that thing improperly. So, word to the wise. Next story we have here, this is a story from Sweden, and it's so strange. Police got a phone call that there was some kind of a gunshot from a woman's house. So they went to the house to follow up and see if everything was okay. They ended up inside the house, and that's when they realized something astounding. This woman had turned her home into a macabre little abode there, where for who knows how long, years and years, she had been having sex with skeletons. I mean, we're talking fleshless, real deal skeletons. It's not even like the doctor in Key West who tried to, you know, put some perfume on and, you know, some makeup and some wax and a wig. No, she's just with skeletons. They've charged her for violating the peace of the dead. Maybe it should be violating a piece of the dead, right? It says that they found a CD titled, quote, My Necrophilia, end quote. One of those, like, how obvious can you be? Situations, and photographs, and video of her being intimate, even things like her just licking a skull, just licking and licking and licking a skull. And yet she despite all the evidence, is denying the charges, saying that she collected all these bones, all these skeletons, out of mere historical interest. But they say it's very, very clear that she has a lot of photos of morgues and chapels and documents about how to do this. Gives a whole new meaning to the word boning. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and barring a ball game, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!